Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In their second debate last night, Governor Charlie Baker and his Democratic challenger, Jay Gonzalez, disagreed about transportation, education, and health care, and how to pay for it all. But their biggest disagreement was over the governor's support for fellow Republican Jeff Deal, who's the challenger to Massachusetts Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story.
It was the most contentious moment in last night's debate, sponsored by WGBH. The moderators asked Baker about a pledge he made a while ago to support the entire Republican ticket, which would include Jeff Deal. Deal co-chaired the Trump campaign in Massachusetts, so this has prompted a bit of a balancing act for Baker, a moderate Republican with a number of liberal positions who did not vote for Trump. Gonzalez had a question for the governor.
You going to vote for Jeff Deal?
Governor, I'm going to vote for me, and I'm going to vote for Karen Pulido, and I'm going to vote for a series of other candidates as well. I don't know what I'm going to do yet with respect to that one.
You don't know if you're going to vote for the guy you endorsed?
I haven't made a decision.
This provided an opening for Gonzalez, who has been trying to link the popular governor with Deal, and by extension to Donald Trump. Gonzalez pressed the governor, saying a vote for Deal is a vote against women's rights, abortion, and LGBT rights, all of which the governor supports.
Let's be clear. Jeff Deal was the chair of Donald Trump's campaign in Massachusetts. He would be a rubber stamp for Donald Trump's agenda, and he would do everything in his power to undercut these very rights that you say you support. And you say you're clear on your position. It sounds like you're clear in asking the people of the states to send Jeff Deal to United States Senate.
I'm very clear on my position on these issues, and I've worked very hard on them here in Massachusetts, and I'm going to continue to work hard on them here in Massachusetts.
It was an awkward moment for Baker, and it became even more so right after the debate, when he amended his statement, suggesting to reporters that he would vote for Deal.
I simply misspoke, but I'm going to vote for the ticket. And I think it's interesting that my opponent spent so much time talking about the U.S. Senate race and so little time talking about the race for governor.
When Gonzalez spoke to reporters, he said the governor is trying to have it both ways.
He can't say he is for a woman's right to choose, for LGBTQ rights, and then ask the people of Massachusetts to support Jeff Deal and then waffle on whether or not he's going to support Jeff Deal. Where does he stand?
This was the sharpest disagreement last night, but not the only one. As they did in their last debate, the two sparred about how to improve public transportation, education, and health care. They offer contrasting visions of state government, perhaps best illustrated by their views on health care. Gonzalez favors moving to a single-payer system, which he says would cost less and do more.
If we do it thoughtfully, we will make sure everybody has access to the health care services they need. We will save money, and we will radically simplify the system. And the system we have today is not working for people, and it is not financially sustainable.
But Baker says there's no evidence that a single-payer system would work here. And he points to Vermont, which tried and failed to set one up. He calls Gonzalez's plan a hugely expensive case of trust me.
And most people in Massachusetts, while they all have issues and concerns about the healthcare system, they think the healthcare that they get is appropriately among the very best you're going to find anywhere. And why you turn the whole system upside down for that, I just don't understand.
Baker favors a cautious approach that could include a new effort to bring down the price of prescription drugs, but he'd keep the current system intact. Gonzalez advocates something much bigger and perhaps riskier. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.